You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're live, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. It is now Sunday, the third day of April, 2011. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, back Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time as well. One of the hardest working radio show crews in America. My great team, want to salute them. And, of course, you, the listeners, that are continuing to raise alarm bells that tyranny is accelerating across the planet and that liberty is in trouble. Only by admitting that our basic freedoms are under assault can we begin to reverse that criminal tide and restore our republic and free nations around the globe. Okay, we have got unbelievably important news to cover today, and we're also going to then open the phones up after I cover this news. The United Nations-backed government and the Ivory Coast, in that civil war, the side that the UN has backed, has been caught involved in the mass murder of 1,000 men, women, and children, shades of the Rwandan genocide in 1994 that was United Nations run. We're going to be going over that. Another headline, peacekeepers control airport in the Ivory Coast, French military says. So another invasion as they try to back the rebels against the incumbent government. See, they could care less about real humanitarian disasters. That's their pretext to go in. And we have a long history of UN-backed massacres. We're going to be breaking that down as it integrates from the Gold Coast of Africa and then over on the other side of Africa up in the northeastern corner. Coalition-friendly fire kills 13 Libyan rebels. Continuing, ex-Mujahideen. Now they're not al-Qaeda, they're Mujahideen. Wall Street Journal. Help lead Libyan rebels. Well, we told you that 5 weeks ago. That's who's leading it, is al-Qaeda. They're leading. They're not in and amongst them. I've heard neocon talk show host, well, if there is al-Qaeda, we need to find them. That's why our special forces are there, to clean out the al-Qaeda. The al-Qaeda they command. It's all in plain view. Stalemate in Libya, increasingly viewed as likely outcome. Washington Post. Afghanistan Koran-burning protest rage for third day. UN workers were beheaded. At least 10 killed. 1,000 people protesting against the desecration of the Koran. I mean, that's amazing. Some of these Muslim countries attack Christian churches and burn the whole things down. That's not the First Amendment or free speech. But the right to burn a Koran or a Bible or an American flag, people's sacred symbols, is basic free society. And so, again, I point out that I don't support what that pastor did, but it is his right to do it. And people who don't like it should leave the United States, because that's what freedom of speech and the First Amendment is all about. And if you allow them to take white supremacist speech or somebody burning Koran speech, you're going to lose your speech. You figure that out yet? That's why the globalists want all this multiculturalism, so they can referee the fighting sides. It's all part of divide and conquer. Now, that's just some of the news on that front. Census Bureau has now announced there's going to be yearly census, not every 10 years, as is constitutional. They're going to ask all sorts of private questions. And for people refusing, they get knocks on the door at 10 o'clock at night and threats. That's the Chicago Tribune writing the article like it's reasonable and good what the government is doing, just the upside-down upturning of our liberties. Now, also, genetically modified cows produce human milk. This is like spider goats, or part arachnid, part goat. This is part cow, part human. But that's not the big news. When we come back, New York Times contributor confirms California rainwater 181 times above drinking water standards. The radioactive iodine, 131. The government stopped releasing the new numbers.
A very wealthy...
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thank you for joining us, my friends, on an extremely important two-hour transmission. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and of course weekdays, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I, of course, am your host, Alex Jones. It is Sunday, the third day of April, 2011. Okay. We've got census workers all over the country viciously harassing people and violating their rights. The Chicago Tribune has an article basically whitewashing this. Of course, you're like, wait, the census was last year. No, this federal government announced a decade ago, they're just now getting around to it, that the census will be yearly for all citizens and monthly for all businesses and will include thousands of questions a year. This is not about apportioning the number of representatives for the Congress out of each state. It has nothing to do with that. As the Constitution provides, it is all about training you that the government can stick their hands down your pants, take money directly out of your bank account, and order you to tell them what type of firearms you own, what type of stocks and bonds you own, what type of light bulbs, toilet, who lives there, where do you work, when do you go to work. Yes, these are some of the questions on the eight different versions of the surveys. By the way, because the entire document is a fraud, when they come to my house, I inform them, I'm never going to sign this. Don't ever come back. We'll call the police. There's a federal law. And I say, good, go ahead and do that. And I'm going to explain why. I didn't do it in 2000. I didn't do it last year. And the few times they've come to my door, I say, let me explain something. I'm going to call the sheriff's department and have you arrested for trespassing. Get off my porch, you little thug. Now, only after they start smart-mouthing me with their little plastic badge. So I'm going to break that down. It's illegal. They'll have a 10-question, a 40-question, a 100-question. They got eight different versions I've seen up on the census website. I said I'd get to this later, but I'm already getting into it. But I want to back this up, the facts I'm putting out here. Federal judges have ruled, including in Houston, repeatedly, that they can only ask you how many people live there. Now, that's what's in the Constitution. Now, they put the federal law code number under the first four questions. Only one of the questions is constitutional. But it's all a threat of jail time. They've only prosecuted one person back in 1960 for refusing a census. I've looked that up. And they lied about how many people live there. But if you go back, no one else has ever been prosecuted because they can't. So they send you this form saying federal law, provisions, jail time if you don't do this, fines. And then they ask the one question they're allowed to ask, have the code under it, and the rest of the form is a fraud. The rest of the form is color of law fraud, and a contract that's fraudulent is null and void. Okay? Here's an example for those that are living in denial that I'm getting into the really big news. I shouldn't even be covering this first here. I'm going to cover it later, as I said. If the police pull you over because you're speeding and they hear someone banging in the trunk, help me, help me, they have probable cause to pop the back of the trunk to find the woman you've got tied up or the man, and then to take you to jail, and then the murder trial continues or the kidnapping trial continues because they go out to your house and find 14 buried bodies. Now, if you're a serial killer caught with a woman in your trunk, 14 dead bodies buried out at your farm, the police cannot compel you under the Fifth Amendment to incriminate yourself and to answer questions. So someone with dead bodies at their house does not have to answer the government's questions under the Fifth Amendment and the right to remain silent, and they cannot compel you through torture. That's why they have that in the Constitution Bill of Rights. They can't make you do that. But some person being paid $12 an hour on a power trip with a plastic badge came to my house in 2000 and said, you didn't fill out your whole form. And I was covering it at the time in the federal law and had lawyers on documenting it. And at the time, a federal judge in Houston had said, you've only got to answer how many live at your house, nothing else. And she read the federal law, and it was in the Houston Chronicle and everywhere else. So the guy had been to my house. He threatened my girlfriend. We lived together then. We're now married. And I said, well, next time he comes back, let me talk to him. And I got a video camera out there, and he got smart mouth with me. And I said, listen, punk, get off my property or I'm going to call the police for trespassing. And I noticed he was parked in the middle of the street. He thought he was so royal and holy that he parked out in the middle of the street, literally blocking. I mean, he parked in the middle of the road like he was God. And I explained to him, if you had me arrested for murder and found dead bodies here, you couldn't make me answer questions. Now, get out of here. It's called the Fifth Amendment. And he threatened me, and he had zits all over his face, and he left. Some zit-faced 20-year-old know-it-all on a power trip. Now, since then, they've had crises all over the country with census workers breaking into houses, raping women that look good. Think of the control freaks that go and get this job. Not all of them, but some of the bad guys. Just like bad crazies that want power become TSA and rob bags and want to try to rape women and declare their God and go crazy or make fun of their co-workers' genitalia size, making them go through the scanners, and then a fist fight erupts. I mean, you've seen the reports. They're off the charts. But somebody goes and gets a $12 an hour job on a power trip, and they will climb no trespassing fences. They will go on farms. They will go on ranches. And then when a dog attacks them for being out on some farm or ranch, they call the police and freak out, or they break in homes. I've seen those reports last year and back in 2000. But here's the big frightening issue. They've announced that they want to make these surveys go to yearly for all citizens, all Americans, and monthly for businesses. And I'm not going to fill them out. I'm not going to fill it out. I'm not going to get in this trained propaganda position where I work for the government as an indentured servant, and I fill out forms like I'm in the Army or something, and I'm a sergeant, and I'm filling out forms for the colonel. No, I don't work for you. We already spend, what is it, $50-plus billion a year just complying with the income tax, just the paperwork with the CPAs and the Byzantine systems you can't figure out. And now, by the way, it's in the Chicago Tribune. They go ahead and say, well, they did fill out their census, this family being harassed last year, but now this is the new yearly census. Just a big, giant federal bureaucracy. And so now we just don't fill any of it out. And I'm public about that. Goes directly in the trash can. Directly in the trash can. The entire thing. It's a fraudulent document through color of law, through fraud, lying to me and my family, saying I've got to fill out the American survey. And I got one that had 80 10 years ago. The new one had 40-plus questions. Do I have a no-flush toilet? What are my stocks and bonds? When do I go to work? Neighbors of mine got the questionnaires. Do you own firearms? No. No. No, a cop can't just randomly come to my door, a sworn peace officer who's got years of training and is sworn and bonded and sworn in under the power of the state constitution where I live through the elected legislature. a sheriff's deputy or a cop with empowered due process of law cannot make me do that. But you, a zit-faced, power-tripping punk, want to come to my house and bug your eyes out and threaten my girlfriend, now my wife. No, 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 I am not your slave. It's the same thing with the TSA sticking their hands down people's pants and all the rest of this garbage while the border stays wide open. Now I'm done ranting on that front. Until later in the next hour, I'll read the article. We're going to try to get this family on the show. And we've got all this other insane news. I remember 15 years ago having the CEO of the company on. Listeners thought it was a hoax and April Fools, even though it wasn't in April. That the Pentagon had funded multiple companies, I had one of the heads on, for part spider, part goat creatures to make body armor out of their milk. Well, here it is, London Telegraph, genetically modified cows produce human milk. The cows are part human. I want to talk about some of the genetic mutations that experts have predicted will happen because of this. But that's not the big news. It's just, you think Fukushima is a big nuclear disaster? What about genetic disasters? It is confirmed in the California newspapers 181 times safe levels of radiation, and the feds are covering this up. Wait till we cover it.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've got it. This
transmission is coming to you. Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday transmission, third day of April 2011. Okay, coming up, the United Nations-backed rebels in the Ivory Coast have reportedly murdered at least 1,000 men, women, and children with machetes and machine guns, kind of like the UN, it turned out, actually helped round up and murder the hundreds of thousands, the estimated 800,000 Rwandans nearby in 1994, because they were the minority group they wanted to clean out so the oil companies could move in. You see, the globalists that run our country and most of the planet could care less about humanitarian disasters like they're telling you with Libya. And the ongoing bombing of Libya no doubt has intensified the amount of hardship, and now the globalist-backed forces are losing again to Gaddafi. That is coming up later in the hour. I also want to open the phones up on all the issues that I've been covering. But before I give the phone number out at the end of this segment, I want to cover the top story today. And at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we've been covering this in detail. The Drudge Report has continued to try to keep this on the front burner. Not Dancing with the Stars, not the NCAA scores, not even the Libya situation, though that is very important. New York Times contributor, he's a writer for the New York Times, who was writing for the Bay Citizen, a newspaper in the Bay Area. New York Times contributor confirms California rainwater 181 times above drinking water standards for radioactive iodine 131. And the issue here is we're now 3 weeks and 2 days, so we're now 21, 22, 23 days into the Fukushima situation that happened on March 11th of last month. And the first radiation to get here was from the small leaks when the plant got damaged from the earthquake and tsunami. Then on the next Saturday, reactor 1 blew up spectacularly. Then on Monday, reactor 3, MOX, plutonium, General Electric reactor blew up in a 3,000-foot black mushroom cloud, ejecting what we later learned were hundreds of thousands of spent fuel rods stored on top of the reactor. Then, since then, they've admitted 3 of the 5 damaged of the total 6 do have partially breached inner containment cores that have the live uranium and, in one case, plutonium in reactor 3, and that now for at least a week and a half, that's been running into the groundwater and into the ocean at 100,000 times safe levels. A source on that, Kyoto News, Japanese government, Washington Post. Reportedly, for miles around, 1,000 millisieverts per hour. The Washington Post radiologist, nuclear fallout experts estimated earlier in the last week that 5 hours or 5,000 millisieverts, if you're around that 5 hours, is a 50-50 chance it will kill you within 2 weeks. And they are now reporting radiation sickness. And, of course, the head of the plant's been in the hospital for a week now. But here's the big news out of the Bay Citizen, but also out of some other California newspapers. They also are reporting similar numbers out of Washington State, but it's not getting any play. New York Times contributor confirms California rainwater 181 times above drinking water standards for radioactive iodine 131. Federal officials have still not published any official data on nuclear fallout from Japan disaster. They're not giving any aggregate reports, total mapping reports. It's been state officials in California and Washington that did their job and reported that they were finding radioactive iodine and other off-gassed radioactive isotopes in the milk, because the cows are quite large. They eat a lot of grain, drink a lot of water, and then it bioaccumulates out in their milk. Federal officials, again, have not given any numbers. Radiation from Japan rained on Berkeley during recent storms at levels that exceeded drinking water standards by 181 times and has been detected in multiple milk samples in multiple states. Radiation falling with rain can cover grass that is eaten by cows or other animals. It can also fall on crops or accumulate in reservoirs that are used for irrigation or drinking water. Seafood can also be affected. A rooftop water monitoring program managed by UC Berkeley Department of Nuclear Engineering detected substantial spikes in rainborne iodine 131 during torrential downpours a week ago. Going back 2 weeks ago, we first got the radiation levels as far east as Boston, Nevada, Illinois picked it up. Then, of course, the first year, Atlantic nation was, of course, Iceland, then the continent of Europe. And they're just giving you a basic background radiation reading, not the specific isotopes that take very expensive measuring equipment that is very detailed. And we've had the Pentagon there for 3 weeks, pulling back 200 miles, quietly evacuating people, not releasing numbers. The Japanese for over 2 weeks wouldn't release numbers. When they finally did last Sunday, more than 2 weeks in, they said 100,000 times. And they reported again in the Japanese news the last 2 days, blue beams of light. And when my dad was going to UT and in the nuclear physics department down there, they made the joke to him, because they have a little nuclear reactor at UT, another bigger one, the J.J. Pickle Center. That wasn't there when he was at UT, just the one reactor. They made the joke that, yeah, we've got ultraviolet light detectors that can pick up radioactive light. But the joke is, if it ever gets to that level, you're basically, it's going to kill you in a few weeks anyways from any exposure. Well, it's not funny, because those blue lights are being seen even in the daytime. They're called neutron beams. And so neutron beams are shooting out of at least one of the damaged internal reactors that is leaking out. And again, every time I mention that we have reactors in Austin, I get emails saying I'm a liar because people don't know how to search engine things. I'm sure that when I mention that they now have goats that are part spider or cows that are part human, I'm going to be sending emails that I'm a liar. See, we're living in the 21st century, folks. This isn't 1960. This is Buck Rogers land. And if you think this radiation is a danger and being whitewashed and cover up, what about the wild open-air genetic engineering going on and the type of mutated viruses and bacteria we know in studies this is already basically loosed on humanity? We're going to be breaking that down later. London Telegraph, genetically modified cows produce human milk. Scientists created genetically modified cattle that produce human milk in a bid to make cows' milk more nutritious. And it goes on to say, the scientists have successfully introduced human genes into 300 dairy cows to produce milk with the same properties as human breast milk. These cows are part human. So you don't normally get zoological diseases from animals because there's a buffer between species. But when you start crossing their genetics, then it allows these diseases to jump back and forth. Not natural, very, very dangerous. And I've interviewed many top genetic engineers over the years who've broken down how deadly dangerous this is, and we've also provided a lot of great books that break this down, like Genetic Roulette, available on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. Again, Genetic Roulette. Continuing here, though, again, this is a respected reporter, John Upton, who writes for the New York Times. He wrote this for the Bay Citizen. Government under fire as radiation is found in milk and rain. And it goes on to report that the feds are covering up just how serious this is. We'll finish up with the ongoing crisis. Though, by the way, the Japanese say this may go on for months. So it just keeps drifting over towards the U.S., but the feds won't release numbers. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I'm going to open the phones up. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-ALEX or 877-789-2539. And we'll get you up live and here on the air today, the 3rd of April, 2011. So, it's being reported out in California and Washington State and other western areas that the radiation is building up. The levels exceed federal drinking water thresholds known as maximum containment levels, or MCLs by as much as 181 times. Patty Lavera, assistant director at the nonprofit Food and Water Watch. The official mantra from a lot of folks in government is, oh, it's okay at low levels. But low levels add up. See, it keeps building up. It keeps adding up. And we keep getting more and more of the smoke and more of the radiation from Fukushima as it continues to burn and explode and leak uranium, plutonium, cesium, tritium. The list goes on and on. And the report continues from the Bay Citizen. And actually, the New York Times did actually even post this article. So they actually are reporting on that as well. But you would think that this would be a bigger news story right now. Continuing, TEPCO struggles to halt radioactive leak. Tokyo Power is struggling to block a crack in a pit that is leaking highly radioactive water into the ocean at its Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. The utility also said it had found the bodies of two employees at the stricken facility. Continuing with the report here, Fox News is reporting that the chief cabinet secretary is saying that it would take a few months until we finally get things under control and have a better idea about the future. So a few months until they even understand exactly what's going on. And they repeatedly in the last week pulled emergency workers out, saying the radiation is too dangerous to even be around. So that gives you an idea of how shattered this facility is. Also, The Age out of Australia is reporting Japan's prime minister tells nuclear workers, you can't lose this battle. And he's come out and said that basically that it's going to radiate large areas of Japan, that it's already radiated, but continue to radiate it if they don't defeat this. And he went on to say that we're fighting to determine Japan's fate. Now, that's across the Pacific Ocean, but the winds are all blowing this way. And the Japanese are now saying they're fighting to determine Japan's fate. But most of our media is basically playing down what's going on and not releasing the sum aggregate totals of radiation levels on the West Coast, where the jet stream dumps most of this stuff in. Continuing, much of the floating debris from tsunami-hit Japan could reach U.S. West Coast. The pristine beaches of the U.S. West Coast could become a dumping ground for flotsam and debris coming from the sunken vessels in the tsunami hit northeastern Japan in 1 to 3 years. It's saying it'll take that long for it to float across. Boiling down, the latest George Washington blog has a boil down from CNN, the Associated Press, and others. Update to Japan's nuclear crisis. The situation at Fukushima Daiichi nuclear complex is getting worse, and in many ways, but better in some. Here's a quick roundup. Reactor 1. Energy Secretary Steve Chu said that roughly 70% of the core of reactor number 1 suffered severe damage. In other words, it came very close to a total meltdown, but things appear now to be stabilizing. We can believe that. Continuing, reactor number 2, TEPCO announced there is a crack in the concrete pit of the reactor number 2 that is leaking radiation at 100,000 times safe levels into the ocean from the crippled reactor. At 1,000 millisieverts of radiation per hour, 5,000 is considered to be lethal. Continuing, Reuters reports that workers are attempting to plug the crack with concrete, but were facing challenges. Public broadcaster NHK said late on Saturday the water was preventing the concrete from hardening and the pit was still leaking. CNN reports authorities in Japan raised the prospect Friday of a likely breach in all-important containment vessel of number 3 reactor as well. At the stricken Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, not just number 2, a potentially ominous development in the race to prevent a large-scale release of radiation. The New York Times pointed out a senior nuclear executive who insisted on anonymity, but who has broad contacts in Japan, said that there was a long vertical crack running down the side of the reactor vessel itself. The crack runs down below the water level in the reactor and has been leaking fluids and gases, yeah, for several weeks. And they believe it happened during the big explosion at Reactor 3, the big thing that happened over 2 weeks ago with a big black cloud going up. There is a definite crack in the vessel. It's up and down, and it's large, he said. The problem with cracks is they do not get smaller. The NHK notes that the giant crane fell over and probably crushed spent fuel rods at Fukushima Reactor Number 3, which contained plutonium-uranium mix. And it goes on that Reactor Number 4 nuclear engineer Arnie Gunderson knows that the spent fuel rods in Reactor 4 have no water, and the fuel rods are exposed and have been smoking. Continuing here, Mike Adams has a report at Infowars.com dealing with the Boston Globe, getting all their scientific facts wrong and actually making up terms and getting information incorrect, showing the level of ignorance the government is playing on through the mainstream media. Okay, so there you have it. We are now into week number 3 as of last Friday. We are now 23 days and counting into this crisis, and our government, I saw the EPA on Friday in the San Francisco Chronicle saying, don't worry about radiation in California and Washington milk, because it's going to lower very quickly. We believe it's going to go down, and that we're going to get less radiation now from Japan. Really? 2 weeks ago, it was 1,600 times safe levels. Then it was 10,000 times safe levels. Then it was 100,000 times safe levels. Now there's neutron beams shooting out for a week and a half straight of such high radiation you could see it with your eyeballs. Blue light, day and night. According to the research I've done and the nuclear physicists we've had on, when you start seeing blue light, ladies and gentlemen, you're in a microwave of radiation. Now, it's going in the seafood. And if you look at the federal government's policy going back over 2 weeks ago, people flying into Dallas, San Francisco, Chicago, and many other cities had radiation on their shoes, especially from the ground, but on their clothes, on their bodies, the aircraft had it, and they didn't take their clothes away and give them other clothes or scrub them down or call out the Homeland Security scrubber trucks to get people, you know, scrubbed in anti-radiation soap and get clean. They just said, go on through. We just wanted to know how radioactive you were. And they just let them on in. And it's going to be the same thing with the food, the vegetables, the fruits, where this stuff bioaccumulates. It rains down in, quote, low levels week after week, aggregating, building up, bioaccumulating. You're not going to hear any recalls. You're not going to hear any warnings like people 2,000 miles away from Chernobyl in 86 for 6 months in Europe. Even in people that weren't downwind, they shipped in food from the U.S. and Asia, frozen poultry, powdered milk from other regions of the world, frozen vegetables. You're not hearing that, are you? No, in fact, the Japanese still, just 20 miles away, have kids going to school. So the Japanese are going with the same policy. Oh, the U.S. military pulled out. Almost every major U.S. corporation pulled out, but Goldman Sachs, they told their employees, and you go ahead. Was it Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan? Google Goldman Sachs tells employees stay in Japan. I think it was Goldman Sachs, but I want to double check. I'm having a little memory thing there. When I come back, I'll plug that, break that down. And then after we take calls for a couple segments and get your view on all this, we're going to shift gears into the latest on Libya and the Al-Qaeda forces that the media now admits are leading the rebellion. But don't talk about Al-Qaeda or you're not a humanitarian. You know, you're to be pro-America, you got to be for Al-Qaeda. Well, then I'm not pro-America then. I don't like Al-Qaeda or their Al-CIA to handlers. And we'll get into the Gold Coast.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy.
If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
My memory did serve correctly. It was CNBC and others reported, not this coming Monday, but last Monday, on the 28th of March, Goldman Sachs employees told not to leave Japan. And they sent an executive who hurriedly left as soon as he told them, you will stay here. But basically everybody else is evacuating. But they're telling the Japanese school children nearby the reactor, play, have fun, drink the water. And it's the same thing here in the U.S. where it's bioaccumulating in fruits, vegetables, and milk. The feds have no comment on the states picking this up. So it's 181 times safe levels in the Bay Area. You know what? So what? Enjoy it. Drink it. Have extra. It's not bad for you. Just like in 91, they changed the Pentagon policy of not letting troops use depleted uranium, because it ignites while being fired down the barrel of all calibers of projectile weapons. and you get a deadly dose of it. It may take 20 years to give you lung cancer, but it's deadly. We've had the former head of the DEU weapons program, Dr. Doug Rocky, on. But so what if he's the physicist who wrote the book? They say it's good for the troops. See, it's this out-of-control attitude by the people managing and running this planet that dovetails with all this open-air, cross-species, salmon that are part insect, cows that are part human, pigs that are part human, so they can harvest their organs, and all these top experts who were working inside these facilities, genetic engineers, come out and talk about how dangerous this is and how it can give mutation problems into the viruses and bacteria and cross-species disease spread and unnatural mutations. They don't care. Just do it. Have fun. Enjoy it. The globalists are endangering this planet, even if they think it's their planet and want to reduce the world population by 80%. Now, I'm going to cover all of that, and I'm going to get into the situation on the Ivory Coast and the UN back group running around murdering people, the latest on Libya. Also, they're talking about, for the third time in 2 years, suspending the Canadian Parliament. The Queen of England runs everything, and if the Parliament doesn't do what she wants, she suspends it. Well, that happened a few days ago, not with a bang, but with a whimper. Parliament to dissolve, election in early May, government found in contempt. At first in Canadian history, it is not the first. It's happened two other times in the last 2 years. Canadian government dissolves Parliament. Well, I thought the Parliament is the government. We're going to explain that key piece of info. She's also suspended the Parliament in Australia before. But right now we've got Michelle, Miles, Cynthia, Shane, Alexander, Dana, Henry, Josh, Nate, Josh, Brian, Peter, and many, many others. But first, and I want to go to your calls quickly, so have your comment and question ready. I'm going to move to the next person. Michael in Washington, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's Miguel. Michael, I'm sorry. I live in Bellingham, Washington, and I was just wondering, I know you're not a doctor, but when would you suggest starting to take the potassium iodide?
Well, I'm not going to advise people on when they should take the different brands of medical potassium iodine, and this is the threat is radioactive iodine. It's one of the lighter isotopes that's made it over here in higher numbers. Many of the experts we've talked to have said 250 times safe levels. You're at 181 times safe levels. I personally, if I lived on the West Coast, I would already be on it. But that's me personally. I'm not giving you advice. And before you take it, you need to consult a physician and ask them.
Thank you.
What do you think about the fact that the states are reporting higher, very much higher levels of radiation, but the feds are not releasing numbers just like the Japanese didn't for 2 weeks?
I think it's criminal.
Is anybody concerned in your area?
No, everybody I talked to, they're like, oh, you're overreacting. We live thousands of miles away. It's going to dissipate before it gets here. 8-day half-life and all that. And like, guys, I'm trying to make you not sheeple, but if you want to keep your blinders on, I got to keep my four and no more and move forward.
Michael, I appreciate your call. And it's not just radioactive iodine. That's one of the things they're picking up. They picked up some other isotopes. But the feds, with all of their billions of dollars in instruments that, I mean, they've got submarines, admittedly, with snorkels they put up that can pick up everything in the full spectrum. They've got aircraft that do it. They've got government sensors. But you're not getting that information because they don't want you to know. What came out 4 months ago in Texas? We'll put it on screen again. CBS News, Houston. Fox News, San Antonio. Radiation found in drinking water in every major Texas city. Radioactive isotopes. Government covered up radiation in Texas water. Radioactive isotopes. And they didn't say, why is it there or why was it covered up? Just, oh, it was covered up for years. Well, because they mine it out of phosphate mines where they also get the sodium fluoride. That's the same place you mine uranium and other isotopes. That's where it is. So they don't just dump fluoride in your water. They covered that up. They put radioactive isotopes in your water. Just search. There it is. Investigation finds radiation in Texas drinking water. And it goes on to say that Texas secretly covered up the levels and basically worked with the EPA to do it. And I can't read what source that's out of. That's out of the Texas Observer. Just type Texas covered up radiation in the water. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. Miles in California, you're on the air. Hey, Miles, can you hear me? Let's go to Cynthia in Louisiana. Cynthia, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Pleasure to talk to you. I live in Shreveport, Louisiana, and these people really need to really listen to what you're saying and what you're getting out there, because it's a big problem, okay? Let me break it down for you real quickly. When you started making everybody aware of the dangers of all of this radiation and all this fallout, I ordered online potassium iodide pills. All right, I never received them. Okay, not only that, I received the email where they had been sold out, so I was offered the thyroid shield. Okay, I ordered that. Now, my order totally disappeared, Alex, okay, in thin air. I have a confirmation order where it was scanned. You ready for me to tell you the state that it was scanned in? Exactly the same state that you said where it was going to come into the United States, past Alaska, Washington, and I'm mad as hell.
Well, Cynthia, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. So you're saying you ordered some of these pills somewhere, and it was stolen basically in the mail. Well, obviously, this is something in high demand. But, again, you are in Louisiana, and the chances of you getting, you know, any high levels of this stuff are very, very low. But it is beginning to rise, according to state and university measurements in California, in Washington State. And it is a very serious issue, obviously. And I can understand why you're mad. Let's go ahead and talk to Shane in Kentucky. Shane, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I was just calling about the census that you mentioned earlier. And I find that hard to believe in a sense that the treatment that me and my family went through during the previous census last year was just awful.
Yeah, now they're saying they're going to start random yearly census. They have no power of law to do this, and they demand you to answer all their questions. So were you and your family threatened by these goons for not answering how big your toilet is or when you go to work?
Oh, I mean, all sorts of stuff like that. And even after we answered, you know, the questions, they came back even after that numerous times and said, you didn't fill this out yet, and we already did, and
I mean, look, imagine all these control freaks. They go get jobs where they can do this. And if people just joined us, I want to say it again. There's no law you got to answer what type of firearms you own or what stocks and bonds you got or how many people, you know, are in your family. Just how many live there, that's the only question. And it's starting to make the news that the feds want this yearly census, and they're coming to people's houses and harassing them. I'm going to cover that coming up in the next hour. Anything else, Shane?
Nope. Good job.
Thanks. Thank you, sir. Good job to you. I appreciate your call. Alexander in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
I just want to thank you for helping to get this information out. I wish I had more time to speak with you than a quick call.
Go ahead.
I got Alexander Higgins' blog. Pretty sure you're familiar with it. You post and you link some of my stuff. The big thing here that is not being discussed is that this University of Berkeley study actually found that the radiation's in the tap water. And even this New York Times article that you're referring to, they still deny that it's in the tap water in that article. I mean, if you go over to my blog, you can see the study from the University of Berkeley.
What's your story? And we'll look at it and get it up on InfoWars.com. What's the headline, Alexander?
Radiation detected in San Francisco, California tap water. And it refers to the 18,100% rainwater levels.
No, it's 1,800. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.